Lindsay and Whipper.
Nova.
Podcast time, kids. And you know what we've never had on this show? A podcast theme song, mate. Pa 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 podcast time. Pa 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 podcast time. I mean, you can join in if you want.
Living on a cast.
Pod, 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 podcast.
Poker face? How does that go again?
Ma, pa, 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 podcast. Ma.
Go the start of poker face. Have you got it there, Jay?
Does that work?
Jay, in 3, 2, 1.
Poker face. We missed it completely.
We have to deal with here at Nova.
In 3, 2, 1. Pod, 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 podcast. I wanna listen, wanna stream, wanna hear my
I've come in too early.
Podcast. Podcast.
That's not bad.
I knew we'd get there.
No stream it, really.
Listen to the show.
I want to hear the best bits from your show.
Without the ads.
Coming awesome. Up next stuff.
Hey, tell me you got a word of the day for us?
Nah, stuff.
Cool, no worries. Coming up next stuff. Let's move on to this love story here that's come out overnight. Val Kilmer and his obsession with Cate Blanchett. I had no idea about this. He's come out and said, Cate is so real, she's unreal. That's how amazing she is. He's tweeted a couple of times about her. And this flirtation, and if I could use the word obsession, has gone on for a while. To the point that he once flew to Australia in the hope of just meeting up with her.
See, back in the day, Val Kilmer was big.
He was the man.
Do you remember the movie Heat with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino? Val Kilmer was in that, and he was going out with Charlize Theron.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, he was hot back in the day, sir. Oh, and also...
Oh, he's Batman.
No, yeah, Top Batman. Gun. Top yeah. Gun.
Top Gun was the first big one for him, really, wasn't it? That's when everyone went, hang on a minute, this guy's pretty cool.
And then he discovered the Doobies, I think, and...
relaxed into life a little bit.
Yeah, he's turned into... He's gone into La La Land.
Maybe that's what he'd been smoking when he decided to book a flight to Australia. He flew all the way here just to chat. I don't even know if he contacted her beforehand. He must have.
Can we get Cate Blanchett on the line, Tom? Just to ask it?
Yep, working on it now,
this
man.
This is what he said.
Take your all brand out of your mouth.
If you wouldn't
first,
mind, Tom.
I'll swallow my all brand and then I'll call
if you
Cate.
Just wait for the 7 o'clock news before you stuff your face,
sorry,
that'd be great.
Mate.
As long as you're regular, Tom.
Love you guys. Good. Love the show.
Don't want to know. Clear out, everyone. He said, I once flew to Australia just to talk to Cate Blanchett and her husband met me first, or should I say instead. I never got to chat with her. The husband just jumped in the middle.
What's his name? Andrew Upton?
Andrew Upton, yeah.
Yeah, great effort by him. Oh, Val Kilmer's coming to meet you, is he, honey?
Sure.
No, why don't I go and pick him up?
Yeah, I'll pick
him
up.
You stay here with the kids. And then he goes and picks them up and goes, oh, Val, nice to meet you. I'm Cate's husband.
I reckon he said...
Jump into the car.
Yep. And you know what they would have done? I'll take you to Cate. He would have driven straight out of the airport, straight back up the up ramp to departures and dropped him back off. Yep. See you, champ. Get out of here. I want to know how far you've actually gone for love, 13, 20, 14. If you've made that effort, not to mention getting there and realising there was someone else on the scene, because when you're doing a long-distance relationship, a lot of it you're over Skype or you're just on the old email and you're trying to keep things going. But you wonder what's actually going on the other side of the world and you don't know about it.
Well, I told you about that girl in America. I've told this story 100 times. What I didn't tell you, Sarah, that when I was with her here in Australia and she had to go home because her visa had run out, but we kept in contact, long-distance relationship. But when she was here one day, we were doing the lovey-dovey thing. She was on the computer and I had my legs around her behind her. But when she was on the computer, she went to go put in the password. I had a sneaky look over on the keyboard.
Did you?
And I saw that she typed in Australia. So her password was Australia. So then when she went back to overseas...
You logged on.
I was logging into her email the whole
Fitzy.
Time.
So you should.
God, you're dodgy.
And
what happened?
I'm glad I did, because she was emailing one of her old boyfriends.
You're kidding
me. And they were getting... And I was going, just forget about it, get over there and just, you know, once she sees me again, it'll be back on, everything will be fine. And that's when I got there.
And she dumped you.
And she said, I'm glad you're here because I needed to tell you face to face. I can't do this anymore.
Ouch.
Oh, whoa.
It's a long way to that go is, for a dumping.
I had to pull myself out of there.
A long, long way to go for a dumping's there.
Yeah.
I flew into state to see a girl one time, and it was kind of one of those grey area ones where are we on, are we not on, is this working? Anyway, when I got there, she had told me with a spare key washer because she was still at work and she was going to be home in a couple of hours. So I just went into the apartment. I'm in her room just hanging about and thought, geez, maybe I'll sniff around for a little bit.
What?
Oh. And found.
Right.
Not what like sniffing? A dog. No, oh, I wasn't no, right. drugs or anything.
Did you go through her undie drawer?
No, I didn't go through. No, you've completely misunderstood the sniffing part of this story, Sarah. I was not that guy. But I did find she had sort of a diary next to her bed. And within that was folded up A4 bits of paper, which were letters she was trying to hide. One of them was from another guy where she hadn't finished writing the letter saying how much it means to her when the two of us are alone.
Aww.
And, man, I've flown all this way just to find this rubbish.
Don't go snooping through her stuff.
That's when I went through her undies, Sarah, with a pair of scissors and cut up everything.
Oh, man.
Burnt the apartment down, found her family. Kidnapped them.
Is Val Kilmer married now, Tom? Can you find out if he's...
Yeah, I'll just check.
Thanks. Is he a good-looking rooster, sir, Val Kilmer?
Nah, he's pretty sloppy.
And the Kilmer... He's not now. He's had a lot of work on his face.
Even
he put on a bit
day.
Of weight.
Yeah,
nah.
Sure. What do you got, Tommy?
Well, he was married for about 8 years to a woman named Joanne.
Oh, Joanne Kilmer.
Yeah, Joanne Kilmer. But, no, I believe he is not married anymore.
Ah,
Kilmer mood.
The song scream no! Don't slice us up, but this bloke here, and don't give up. Well, he doesn't worry about it. He's got a scalpel, forceps, and a surgical retractor. Because Fitzy is the song dissector.
The song dissector, and the song that we need to focus on today is this classic from James Blunt.
Oh, God, wasn't this something?
It was massive at the time, wasn't it?
It's the first time we really heard those very high-pitched jockey sounding voice, wasn't it?
And very popular wedding song, wasn't it?
And see, James Blunt now, he admits, he even says, look, it was a great song, but he says when radio stations play it so much, people can get so sick of it, and he understands that. He takes the PISS out of it quite a bit now. On Twitter, if you follow James Blunt on Twitter, he's a very funny man because people have a go at him and he'll have a crack back. But he's quite witty.
Yeah, he goes all right.
I actually, getting this song on YouTube, there's some really bad covers of people trying to do this song on YouTube.
I don't think that I'll see her again.
This is a kid doing it on a piano. There's even one young fella who loves it so much, but he doesn't actually know the words. He's just going.
I don't want to, I don't know at all.
He's just feeling the moment.
That'll do.
And then here's this one. I have to play this one for you. There's a bloke, he's doing it on a saxophone.
Oh, that's nice.
Very, I mean, Kenny G.
You're waiting to line up at the buffet at the moment at the restaurant. Aren't you? You've got your bread roll, you got your butter on the plate.
You're not picking up a girl if you bring her back home and you get the sex out for that.
Enjoy
a
sizzler.
So, James Blunt, and I had no idea we need to dissect this song because it's You're Beautiful, right? You're Beautiful. I think that he's talking about a girl that he's with at the time, saying that he loves her. He goes, no, you idiots. He blew up in this recent interview going, if you actually listen to the lyrics, he's on a subway, right?
Yep.
And he's sitting down and there's a woman that he likes sitting across from her, but she's got a guy.
That's right.
The thing is, though, if you actually listen to the lyrics, I need to tell you this bit here.
As she caught my eye, as I walked on by, she could see from my face that I was.
That I was flying high. Yeah. The original lyrics were that I was effing high.
Yes.
Mm. He was high as a kite on a train, and he's just seen a chick off his chops that he thought was beautiful. She had a bloke. She walked past and went, oh, that guy's off his head. And he wrote a song about it. And everyone thinks it's this romantic song. People play it at their weddings.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean... I love that she's looked back at him and gone, that bloke's an absolute mess. Who's this weed of a man who's chewing his face off? And he's looked at her and thought in his high state and gone, man, I wouldn't mind dragging that home.
Well, that's
There's
the thing.
There's a song in that.
There is a song in it.
I'll
and you know
that.
What's even, he even says, do you know what's even, what people don't understand as well? If you watch the film clip, He goes, yeah. I'm even higher because I'm in the middle of the snow and I take off all my clothes.
Yep.
You know, when he's just sitting down, he just takes his top off and his shoes and then puts the coins out of his pockets on the snow.
That's right.
And it's freezing cold.
Yeah, he's been on the gear. I mean, it makes...
he's got a problem.
It gives reason to LT and Charles. I mean, when he fell asleep on the Western Line, Frizy, he would have been effing high and then fell asleep in a cave. So they're probably... I mean, you can't criticise. There could be a love song in it.
Well, that's
right.
Could
be a real love song in it.
In those moments when you hit rock bottom, you could find the song of your dreams. So thank you. Thank you for clarifying that, James Blunt. Now, obviously, we're keeping a close eye on Far North Queensland and Queensland altogether because Cyclone Debbie is bearing down. We had to follow this story up. This is unbelievable. London-based couple Stacey Wright and Simon Robinson, you wouldn't believe it, they were supposed to get married today at Hamilton Island, okay? And unfortunately, they've had to move it. And we have got Stacey on the line now. Welcome, Stace.
Hi, how are you?
Stacey, got to be asking the question, why on this day?
Yeah, I've been asking that question myself quite a lot.
Stacey, you've come out from the UK. This is meant to be the special day. And what I love about the articles I've been reading, there's a picture of you and your man Simon. He's got his top off and you're there in your bikini. You're on the beach like it's beautiful Queensland. And unfortunately, that's not the case. How many people have come out from the UK for this? Have you got family?
No, we only had a couple from the UK. Yeah. And the rest are from Australia, so different parts of Australia. But they've all changed plans and coming to the Gold Coast for us now. So.
Oh, you're going to the Goldie?
Yeah, we're on the Goldie now. So,
okay. And what's
so there are worse places to have a backup plan.
Yeah, Goldie's not too bad. And what's the weather like in the Goldie? Is that still a bit windy at the moment, Stace?
No, I'm just on the balcony now looking over the sea. Sunshine, blue sky. Yeah. Few clouds, but nice, not too shabby.
Because weddings, they're not cheap as well. Whenever you say the word wedding, they usually triple the price.
So, exactly.
So was it a bit hard to, first of all, get rid of the resort at Hamilton Island and then find a new one on the Goldie, Stace?
Well, what we've done is we've just organised the celebrant to get married at the Gold Coast tomorrow. And then I think we're all just going to go for a meal. There's a surf club right on the beach, so we're going to do that. Mm. Hamilton Island weddings have let us reschedule, so we'll kind of have another wedding maybe in a year's time or something.
Right. But
we obviously wanted to tie the knot this time.
Stace.
That's what we were here for.
Yeah. All right, how long have you been planning for this day and when it was meant to be on Hamilton Island? How long?
Probably just over a year.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Stace, at any stage did when you realise this was the worst cyclone that Australia may have ever seen, did you stop and think to yourself, maybe really I shouldn't be marrying this man, it's a sign?
He's standing right next to me, I can't answer that.
Sorry, Simon.
Put him on. What's his name?
Simon.
Simon.
Yeah, put Simon on,
okay.
Stace.
Okay, no worries. Simon.
Hello.
Simon, is it a sign that this cyclone's come through and try to ruin your wedding? Is it a sign?
I don't know. I mean, I've just been watching the news and Hamilton Island's in lockdown, so I don't know, just staring at the sunshine on the beach at the moment. I'm feeling quite lucky.
Well, it looks like you're out of the way on the Gold Coast, but is it true if your Mrs. Stacey has a few drinks, there could be Cyclone Stacey on the dance floor tonight?
Yeah, well, we did consider that. So, I'm not sure which one would win if they did meet each other. So, it's been quite fortunate, I think, really.
Simon, we also read that your suit's in a bit of trouble as well, so you're hoping it was in the middle of a cyclone, would it look like it had been torn apart, but have you got everything together?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, everything's sorted. We managed to get a celebrant, so she's been really good, Christine of the Gamers, but she's going to do it on the beach for us, so... I don't even mind a few clouds, actually, to be honest now. So.
Oh, yeah, you'll settle for a few clouds.
And what reception's going to be at Melba's or Cocktails and Dreams or Shooters?
I don't know. I was thinking of going to Hooters, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
From a meal at the surf club straight to Hooters, you're set for a great day.
I don't know. Might have told me on the night,
Send all our love to Stace, mate. Have a great day.
I will do.
Yeah, great. Well done.
Thank you.
Good on you, guys.
Private investigators, wouldn't that be a great job? Be too much sitting around, wouldn't there?
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, in your car with a long lens like a paparazzi, or are you just driving around? Inconspicuous is the game.
Geez, you'd get sick of the Fitzy and Whipper podcast, that's for sure.
I know.
Well, I'm sick of it now.
You wouldn't be listening. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what I just said.
And you just feel like I always have to get out and get the blood pump and go for a walk.
Yep.
You can't when you're a PI, so no, you've got to sit
on
in
the
that
job.
Car.
On yep. the job.
Can't move or you'll miss it.
Tommy, remember that situation? You went out with a girl. You lived in Adelaide for a while. She yes. shaved her head and you thought she may have been stealing some stuff from your house. Remember the fish went missing? And you thought about getting a PI just to go, what's going on with this girl? First,
and remember,
you
set up shop just outside her bathroom there, Tom, and was there for 13 hours watching.
Quite strange.
I don't know. Come home.
Don't know why she didn't come out.
Still in front of the courts. I can't discuss
yeah,
this.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
sorry.
You could have definitely done with that. This is a great article about what some private investigators have got and some of the jobs they've had to do. One girl was hired because her cat went missing and wanted to know what the cat would do during the day. So it would nick off the front door when she left and then be home at night time, but was fascinated to know what the cat would get up to.
It was having an affair with another owner.
Which was quite weird.
Yeah.
And a dog down the street, as it turns out. The cat was just walking the streets, licking itself and climbing trees. How about this one?
Dirty.
One lady claimed to be completely blind. So he had all these photos of this woman who would stumble around whenever the curtains were open at home, and she'd just be there, you know, feeling her way throughout the house.
I love when a current affair tackles that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they always do the old, they'll drop a twebby on the ground, right? And they'll wait for the blind guy to walk down the street.
Yeah.
And there was one guy who got busted. He had his walking stick out, the blind stick.
Yep.
And he stopped, went back, picked up the 20. Then they confronted him and he said, oh no, I can see
it.
Certain types of colours. And with the 20, I can see an orange. It was the old 20s.
And anytime there's an insurance job on a current affair, there's always a neck brace involved, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's just that person that can remove the neck brace as they take off to the gym.
Work cover's a big one
for PIs. Yeah, I didn't realise. They do a lot of work for insurance companies. This is an interesting one, a sad one. This 26-year-old girl, he says she wasn't bad looking, was going out with a 60-year-old accountant, right? And she thought he may have been sleeping with a secretary. So she actually got the PI to follow the man, found out on one occasion with videotape footage that they were hooking up in the back of the car after work, okay? They would go down to the car park and bang, it was on. He took the footage in and showed her. $1,800 later, she said, that's devastating to see. She then wanted so much for him to stop this behaviour but didn't want to say anything. She got the PI to go back four times while he did the same thing to prove that she was doing the wrong thing. So he would film again, the girl going into the car with her man, $1,800 later, to the point where he went, man, I can't show you any more evidence. I don't know what you want to believe here.
Yeah.
There's no more that
she was putting a series together.
She was coming soon to Netflix. Luke's given us a call. You're a private investigator, are you, Luke?
Boys, Fitzy Whipper, how are you this morning?
You're really well, mate.
Are you at a stakeout now? What are you doing?
No, I'm definitely not. My cover's blown now speaking to you guys.
Yeah, sure. No. This is not your real voice, is it, Luke?
It's a fake name.
Yeah, got the voice changer on.
Luke, so what's a majority of your work? What are you asked to do the most? Is it checking on affairs?
Well, our bubbies are separated into three different, categories.
Yeah.
One's infidelity, so we do a lot of family law support and, you know, checking on husbands and wives that are cheating.
Mm-hmm.
The other component is, security sweeps or risk mitigation, so we do check for bugs and listening devices in companies and businesses.
Yeah.
And the others is forensics, so we crack and recover deleted data from iPhones or, you know, when it's deleted, we get it back and we prove, you know, information that's on the handset.
Yeah. That's fascinating. Where's the number one place you find bugs these days, Luke? Like, where are people bugging people?
Well, most of the times it's a power supply product, so behind an electricity point, because you can tap into the power there and it can stay there for a long period of time.
Oh.
And mobile phones. People are putting partners are chucking on those, you know, phone taps on hidden applications on their phones.
Yeah, right.
Yes, okay, you need to get their phone, put the application on, and then you get to record everything that they say on that phone.
It's basically like a code that they put on their partner's phone when they're in the toilet or, you know, when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
And it's a hidden application in the back end of the phone. And then what happens is everything, every phone call, text message is recorded back to a server and you log in and then you can you know, locate them. You can, what's called ghost mode, so you can actually ring the phone, doesn't ring, and then you can listen into the surroundings.
You're kidding me.
Oh, mate, it's bad out there. It's,
look, is it wrong to ask what the name of that app is?
There's quite a few out there, actually. If you just put in mobile phone tapping software,
yep.
And people are selling it. It's illegal to install, but you can buy it. So
right. That's fascinating.
Readily available for everyone.
So we could, I mean, we could look at, if we could tap Fitzy's phone, hear all the conversations with his mates about the footy, then see what he's doing on his sports bet
account. Tap away, mate.
It'd be riveting.
Tap and go. Hey,
I thought that was the prank. I thought that you were doing the prank.
Lukey, I find it, when you find someone, let's say a guy, you've been hired by a woman, I think my husband's cheating on me. You follow him for a few weeks, then you find out, okay, he's got a lady, but you need to get evidence. So do you need to film them actually in the act?
Yeah, like it depends on what the set of circumstances are. So what we do is, yeah, they ring us up, then we get all the information down why they believe they're having an affair, and then usually their time frames that they're going missing or they're doing something or text messages are coming in, their phone's on silent all the time. That's a biggie. And then what we can do is from that, then set up surveillance. Generally speaking, it's long gone are the days where you're sitting in cars for hours on end and things like that. You're using technology today to crack cases. But if you're doing some surveillance, I mean, we've had some interesting stories where we've busted people, you know, in the back of bread trucks, you know, random bread trucks and Bunnings car park.
Really?
You know, it's, we've had some,
hey, Lukey,
some weird ones.
What about this? Has this ever happened? Okay, so you're on the coast trying to work out if a bloke's cheating on his wife. He then spots you and he comes up and he says, all right, she's offered you $1,500. I'll give you $3,000. Keep your mouth shut.
Mate, no, it hasn't happened. But you wouldn't do it because it's just not worth your credibility, well, you know. And we get paid pretty well. So, I mean, there's no incentive there to
Luke, just asking on behalf of a mate of mine, Gary, how can we contact you, buddy, if we need to and if anyone's listening and needs your business?
Mate, you can go to heartbreakers.com.au.
Heartbreakers.
Awesome. It's like Cheaters.
And, yeah, and we could definitely help anyone out for a consultation. Yeah. It's completely confidential. Lights, camera,
clarity. Sarah. This is interesting, Sarah, because finally, Kim Kardashian has some big news.
You smarty, starting like that. She always has big news.
You reckon?
Well, this one, she's come out and said she wants baby number 3, she and Kanye, apparently. In the promo for the next episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she's dropped this baby bombshell.
I'm going to try to have one more baby. I want my kids to have siblings, but the doctors don't feel like it's safe for me.
I don't want you to do something that would put you in danger.
Why isn't it safe?
Well, because she had really complicated pregnancies with Northwestern Saint West, so it wouldn't be good. And she had quite a lot of trouble conceiving their second.
Right.
And she had to go in for all these procedures and operations and things. I would think Kanye's on board, but you, these guys have been through so much. Is it really a healthy environment to bring another kid in?
Does he get a say? There's the question.
Of course he would.
Mate, you reckon? Kanye. God.
It's Kanye.
If she were controlling him, she wouldn't have let him dye his hair blonde. Because that is a horrible mistake.
That's
a really good
point, Sarah. It is an interesting one in that relationship. Who gets the last word in?
Kim.
Probably, I disagree. Chris Kardashian.
Yeah,
you're right.
Mum would.
Yeah,
the mum.
Neither of them.
She's running that thing. Speaking of mother-in-laws, yesterday I was telling you how Liam Payne and from One Direction and Cheryl have welcomed their son into the world, baby boy. No name just yet, but we have found out that mother-in-law, Cheryl's mum, Joan, is moving in with the couple.
Oh, Joan Cole.
Give me a break.
No, Cole was her first marriage. That was her first married name.
So what's her real name?
Callahan. Is her maiden name. Yeah, she's going to be moving in with the couple to help them settle into parenthood. I don't know how I'd feel about that. I mean, on one hand, it's quite helpful. And on the other, it's probably
she got a rose mural on her bum as well. Rose mural.
Look, your mother-in-law, for any guy out there, the mother-in-law has to stay for a little bit, Sarah. I mean, it's always good for your partner to have their mother there.
It's healthy.
But then it's, I would say, a couple of weeks and then out.
Well, apparently this Cheryl's mum moved in. She hasn't got any other children, but when she, in her two previous marriages, mum moved in for a time when things were getting rocky. So mum, to me, kind of signals the way to wrap things up.
Mm. Well, I mean, can you imagine the moment when that kid's screaming and they're going through the thick of battle in the night and, you know, there's feeding going on and Zane just wants to get out. He's 23.
Well, Zane would want to get out because he's not in the relationship. So it's very awkward if Zane rocks up with Gigi.
Which one Zane just wants to get out because he's thinking to himself, what am I doing here? I don't even know Cheryl Cole.
I don't even know how to change a nappy. We've never even met.
And whoever it is in the relationship, Liam, he will just be, he's 23, Sarah, and the boys are going out and he's going, my God.
That is true.
What am I doing now?
Social media has gone into a little bit of a mental state today, guys, over this picture of Hayley Mathers. Now, do you know who this is?
Oh, is it Eminem's
daughter? Remember, he used to write about her in all of his raps. This song in particular, the whole film clip, was the pictures of her growing up and all this sort of stuff.
Wow.
He used to refer to her in all of his raps.
How old is she now, sir?
She is 21. She's at uni. Now, I've printed this out for you and we've put it up on social media. Have a look at how she's turned out.
Wow. Okay.
Smoking hot.
So she's brunette. I thought she was blonde.
I think he dyes his hair.
She's very small.
She's incredibly smart. Over in the US, and I don't really understand their grading system, but she got a 3.9 GPA, which is apparently pretty much as high as you can go.
Can I have a look
which
at
is it? What Whipper got out of 100.
No, that was
different
16.6 rounded up to 17.
9. Okay.
There you go, Whipps. Have a look.
That is unbelievable. Okay, and she's that guy's hot.
Yeah.
But she's with there as
well. So everyone's talking about that. And she's also come out and said how Eminem, her father, obviously, is one of the most influential people in her life. So
wow.
It's a very sweet
Can
story.
She drop beats there, do you know?
No word on that.
You'd think so. Well done, B-Rabbit.
Another picture that's got everyone talking, though, in today's Daily Telegraph. Have you seen page 3? Russell Crowe walking along Woolloomooloo Wharf.
I love Rusty.
Sam and Phoebe Burgess.
Looks like he's shaved his head, the big guy.
He's shaved his head and he's also looking buff.
Yeah, he's good. He's ripped.
I don't know. Know about the front page of the Daily Telegraph.
What do you mean?
Where they've written "Kiss for Uncle Rusty."
That
seems a bit creepy to me.
They're family, those guys.
It's nice, and his 10-year-old son Tennyson's with them as well. One thing that has got people talking though is the fact that he's wearing a promo singlet from one of his own movies.
What movie is it?
The Water Diviner.
Why wouldn't you?
The Water Diviner
who's
singlet.
Who's walking around in promo singlets?
Mate,
God,
if I made a movie, I would be wearing it everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mate, and he's known
to... Rusty doesn't need to publicise his films. He's big enough to just let it happen.
Have you
now.
Seen the movie, Sarah?
Massive film.
No, and you will now because of the T-shirts.
You will.
So well
Fair
done to
point.
Russell.
Yep.
Now, we do break the big songs on this show. Just for example, got Mariah Carey when she wrote the song about James Packer and their breakup.
I can't let you go. Give me your money. You're deep inside my soul. Give me your money. I can't let you go. Give me your money. You're deep inside my soul.
Unfortunately, didn't take off that one.
I got a question. I think it's fair. Can we have a drone? I think it's fair that you reveal who your source is. Where are you getting all these exclusives? Because week after week, you continue to deliver. And I sit here and is it the record label? Or you got higher contacts than that?
As one of your good mates, I'm really disappointed.
Tell
in
me
that.
Where it's coming from.
Why would I, on this show, we're a team... We are supposed to deliver entertainment to people on the way into work and school every morning. Give away my source and we never get another exclusive again,
it's
you
like
peanut.
Exposing your magic tricks.
You're not a magician at all.
All right, I'll tell you. It's new idea.
Wow.
Okay.
I knew it. It was source all along. It was just source. So what have you got today, mate?
We saw the teaser over the weekend of Harry Styles. The back of Harry. His hair's quite short at the moment, Sarah, isn't it?
Yeah, after he shaved it, didn't he?
He's been doing a movie, yeah. What's that movie?
Dunkirk.
Great.
It's a war film.
Great. Then he opens a door, and then you look into his eyes.
I'm lost.
Has he got green eyes?
Stunning.
They're gorgeous. Ooh,
beautiful.
Question.
Like a waterfall.
Teasing a new song that's coming out, Sarah. I think this weekend we're going to hear it.
April 7th.
Wow.
So not this week.
No, you're not, Sarah. You're going to hear it right now.
Oh,
wow. It has arrived.
I don't know. When you actually listen to Harry Styles, I think being in a band with One Direction, those other guys are great singers. I thought he was a good individual singer. He's not as good as I thought he was.
Okay, that's interesting.
This song is called I'm Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just in case no one knew.
And let's have a listen to it. Here it is. It's very deep. I'm Just relax. Get into it. You'll be fine.
I know you want me. I'm Harry. Oh. I know you've got me. You happy? Look into my eyes, for you this is surreal.
What?
Then play with my hair, cause I'm oozing sex appeal. You've hit the jackpot, girl. You've earned my affection. Don't look down at little Harry, cause he's going in one direction.
Oh, wow. I love, what do you mean, Tom? I love what he's done. Harry Styles. Wow. I mean, you could go with One Direction. I thought you were going elsewhere, which concerned me.
Yep.
Wow, yeah,
that is... Don't look down at little Harry because he's going in one direction.
I said, what?
Oh.
Wow. That is just...
It is a different direction. I don't know if I like
Sarah,
it, Sarah.
Are we going to get in trouble from the record label for releasing that early?
Oh, I think you'll get in trouble for something else.
Not long ago on this show, Fitzy, God, you brought us something which was very sensitive. There was a claim made on the show about me being a serial impregnator. I couldn't believe it. You questioned me on the stand right here, and here was your evidence.
My baby needs shoes. My baby need a crib. My baby need an iPhone. Where you at, Mike? Where you at? You bum-ass cracker with your weak-ass stroke.
But I'm not going to let him see me do this. I ain't going to let him see me do it. But we waiting on you, Mikey. We waiting on your ass.
Yeah, that is not me. I'm glad we've cleared that up. But
they still haven't found Mikey.
No, they haven't. They're looking for Mikey. I've done a bit of research into you, mate, and I think I've found what's going on for your holiday you've got planned at the old Coachella. How long to go, mate? 3 weeks? 4 weeks? I mean, this is a big one for you.
It's just over a couple of weeks now.
You and your mates chatting about accommodation, where we're going to stay. Finally, I've found something online, and I can't help but think you're the man behind this ad that's been placed. It's a man seeking female companion for Coachella. I don't know if you've seen this. He's written an ad saying, I've got a VIP pass for the weekend and I'm willing to give it away for free to the right person. I'm looking for a travel companion that can enjoy the festival with me and just have a good time. If you believe you can meet the below criteria, please shoot me an email and describe why you think you're the best fit. Is this an ad you've put together? Because he's hired a van, this man here.
Wow.
It's one of those RVs,
how old is he?
I suppose you'd call it. How old are you? 40 years old.
I'm 40.
Turns out to be. And if you pretend this ad's not placed by you, then let's see if this meets the criteria. Here are the requirements that you need to be if you're keen to go on this weekend to Coachella with him. You must be female. Between the age of 19 and 25.
That's a bit creepy.
You must be comfortable travelling in a recreational vehicle. The one that he's hired. You must have a playlist of various Coachella artists, so that doesn't sound too bad.
Well, that's right. You've got to get into the festival.
You must keep your hands and feet moisturised at all time. I mean,
interesting.
You even do your lips with your lip balm
well,
there,
no
don't you?
No one likes dry skin.
Well, that's
no, but
true.
Hands and feet's a bit odd.
Sarah, well, you've got had a lot of experience with feet, I suppose, well, over
true.
The years.
Yeah, you might, I have. I've had a pair my whole life.
You might find yourself in the back of this recreational vehicle, Sarah.
Oh, could I? I'm over 25, though, so I'm out.
What about
and
this?
My hands are cracked.
You must be okay with periodic hand-holding, perhaps during yeah, certain okay. sensual songs.
Oh, that's nice.
No,
at a festival, though, Sarah.
Oh,
just
holding the hand
hands.
Of a stranger.
So if you think this is sounding creepy, this is okay. It's written here, I will provide snacks such as beef jerky, peanut butter sandwiches, but if you've got additional snacks you could bring along, big bonus. So that's not bad. There's a bit of food involved. Periodic moments of extended eye contact. Just sitting in the van, just the two of you, having a nice time.
Wow.
How's this one? Allow me to brush your hair once a day. Not mandatory, but encouraged.
Is this a joke?
This is not a joke. This is an actual ad.
I wonder if anyone applied for this.
If anyone's looking to go along to Coachella.
Road trip.
What about this? You must take a minimum of 4 photos of us together and post them on your Instagram account. Okay, number 16. At least once during the festival, you must allow me to carry you on your shoulders so you can see the stage better. That seems fair. Twice during the festival, you must tell me in a playful manner, I am naughty.
Oh, no. Oh. Well, now this is...
I was in. I was through the list.
That's
I was
where the humorous side of things
got to
are
that
coming
point
out.
Of view. At least once during your stay after a shower, you must use the steam to write a cute message in the bathroom mirror that I will find later on when I have a shower. That's a bit odd.
Number 20, you must be ready to party and have the time of your life. How do you reckon he's going? How do you reckon the ads are flooding in for this boy? Is everyone keen to...
How are the ads going, Fitz? Have you had much?
I haven't had a response at all.
Maybe it's the van feel.
Nah, yeah.
Or is it the combing of the hair?
I sold my bike, but I haven't been able to get an extra person to come with me to Coachella.
You do ask for my moisturiser a lot. You come into the office and ask for it to fix your hands.
Because you've got elbow issues too.
Not elbow. Ankle.
Okay.
I get dry ankles.
Okay. Who's looking at their dry ankles?
If there's anyone out there, is that a sign? I get dry ankles, so I have to moisturise my ankles.
That's weird.
Yeah, so is that, I don't know, have I got something wrong with me or...
Okay, I'll just see if we can add that to the list. You must have enough moisturiser to massage my ankles.
That's unbelievable.
Whoa! Best story today, got it into two at Icebergs. You beauty. I love that place. God, get the steak down there. It's just sensational. Let's move on. This is amazing, this story. There was a woman called Dorothy. She's on a flight from Manchester to Florida. She's going to a wedding. All of a sudden, Dorothy gets a little bit of chest pain. It gets worse and worse. All of a sudden, Dorothy is having a heart attack. Mid-flight.
She should have just clicked her red ruby slippers three times.
Clicked her heels together, you mean?
Gone back home.
Yeah.
Different Dorothy.
There's no place like home.
No place like home. There's no place like having a heart attack on a flight, too. That's a different film. Anyway, you know when they get on board and the captain comes on and says, is there a doctor on board? I've always wanted to be the guy who puts his hand up and says, yeah, I can help out.
Yeah, but you're not a doctor.
Spot on, so I've never done it. When this happened for Dorothy, mate, you're not going to believe it. There were 15 doctors on board. Cardiology. Oh, God, I've stuffed that up.
Cardiologists?
Yes, cardiologists. They're on the way to a cardiology conference, right?
Brilliant.
And they all happen to be sitting there, who then rush down to save this woman's life mid-flight. 15 specialists on
That's
the flight.
Unbelievable.
See, but then, I don't know, is that could be detrimental to your health because, you know, they'll all be competing with each other. Dave, too hard with the CPR.
Steve, I wouldn't do that either, Steve.
Roll her on her side.
No, don't do that, Pete.
Harry.
No, they all work together, mate, and finally she survived the flight and made her way to the wedding. Isn't that phenomenal?
Right.
You just hope you'd be in one of those situations. Debbie, welcome to the show in Bligh Park. What's your unbelievable story?
Good morning, guys. So I have three children, Madison, Jack and Mackenzie. Their surname is Carter. We signed up for baseball a few years back and the lady there said, no, I'm sorry, you've already signed up. So I rang my husband and I said, have you signed the kids up already? He said, no. Subsequently, we found out that there is another family in the exact same neighbourhood, all three children named Madison, Jack and Mackenzie, their surname Carter. All three of them born in the exact same years as my three.
That's unbelievable.
Whoa! That is the best one we've ever heard. That is ridiculous.
That's huge, isn't
it? To have all three kids and the same surname, that blows you away. Have you got to know this family, Debbie?
No, we haven't, but we went to the dentist last week and my eldest daughter had to have a review and they pulled the other Madison Carters. dental records
out. You're kidding me.
So they said, oh, no, born in 2004. And I said, yeah, that's her. And then it wasn't until we then had to actually get the month and the date right before they found my Madison Carters.
Oh, wow. See, Debbie, you're in a great position as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which Madison Carter is doing better at school? I mean, you could choose now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I mean, if your daughter is struggling a little bit, you could go with the other Madison Carter.
Well, that's true, but she did bring home an A in a math test yesterday.
That'll do.
Okay.
When they get older and start breaking the law, though, Debbie, you can just tell the policeman it must have been the other one, you know what I mean?
I know. I've got to find the other's date of birth, like date, month, so I think that'll help.
That is unbelievable. Vladimir Putin, we don't know how long this audio has been around for.
I think it came out in 2010. And I'm so confused why we haven't gotten onto this earlier. Because what a moment this is.
The Russian president, we know he likes to get out there a bit, do a bit of hunting, likes to take his top off, ride horses. I mean, over there, he's a bit of a sex symbol, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's not afraid to take his shirt off. He's pretty fit, the old Vlad. And
no, he's not.
We'll catch a salmon in the stream just using his bare hands.
He's got a dad bod, mate.
But he'll suck it in and buff it up as he rides.
Has he got kids?
Vlad got
any little Putins running around, Tom?
Vladimir.
Just Peter Putin now. Or...
That'd all be
Peter Putin.
Gary Putin. Peter Putin, that away.
The little boy who refuses to grow up. Peter Putin.
Peter Putin.
Yeah, he has two kids, Mariana. and Yekaterina.
Oh, Yekaterina.
Not
Japanese. How's that photo of him with his shirt off on a horse? I've got that up as a poster just on the wall in the bedroom.
He likes to sing as well. Now, this audio, apparently, I think it's been around for a few years, but we've only just got it now. I don't know what this event was, Sarah, because... Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell were in the audience.
Oh, my God, I love them.
It's full of celebrities.
It was full of celebrities in the audience. And then all of a sudden, Putin comes out and gets on the piano and starts singing Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill.
Oh.
On Blueberry Hill.
Blueberry Hill.
On Blueberry Hill.
Is that really him?
Yeah, it's him. There's someone helping him. That guy was unfortunately executed afterwards for not...
Yeah, he was a bit off-key. He was killed.
But yeah, it sounds like he's just got up at a karaoke night and just got out and belted a couple of tunes.
You don't see much animation from the old Vlad, and not even during this performance here does he smile. I don't think anyone's ever seen Vladimir smile.
No.
Not once.
So you'd have to have a few drinks. I think if he did rock up to a karaoke bar, the reception would be a lot better after a few drinks, Sarah.
Well, I think he has to keep a straight face, doesn't he? You can't walk around assassinating people or whatever it is that he does.
He's not a guard.
If you're smiling,
he's not a guard
assassin.
At the palace.
Well, actually, no. Sarah, Vlad got up with you the other night at a karaoke bar.
Just?
Is that correct?
Oh dear.
Well, I've got the audio. This is Sarah finishing off her song.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, "It's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge." Thank you.
All right. Beers together for Sarah, guys. Definitely got your milkshakes out there tonight, young lady. Seriously, if you can, just put them away, Sarah. They're putting a few people off. Okay, up next, who have we got next here on the old karaoke tonight? Vladimir Putin. He's going to be belting out ye olde classic Blueberry Hill. And he's rocked up on a horse with his top off. Okay, you look like a bit of a dictator there, mate. Okay, come on, guys, give him a big welcome at the Nizhny Novgorod Tavern. It's Vladioki.
I found my thrill.
It's not bad.
It's
good. Would sound a lot better. See, pub
environment.
Pub environment, I think that's a lot better.
Maybe he was just in the wrong setting.
Maybe we should play the Harry Styles new song again.
No, I'd prefer to hear Sarah do a milkshake again.
Don't look down at little Harry because he's going in one direction.
Wow, let's see what Vladimir thinks of that.
Yeah. Pack lunches from your mum. Were you disappointed with what your mum used to pack your lunch with back in the day, 13, 24, 10? Or it could be now, kids, if you're on your way into school.
Always started good, and then as we got older, they just flicked us $5 as we went out the door for the tuck shop. No wonder I ended up fat.
Do you know what? My mum was a massive fan of the old carrot egg sandwiches.
Oh, you were
really?
The stinky
the
kid.
Which, if the bread was fresh, I used to love them. But the thing was, though, as soon as you opened your lunchbox, that would stink out the whole class.
That's it. See, I used to get, you know what my favourite was? Just tip-top white bread, right? So terrible bread for you. And salami and sauce. Does it get
salami and sauce?
Does it get any better than
that? The bread gets so soggy though.
Oh,
with sauce.
Who cares, Sarah?
I used to have tuna and alfalfa sprouts.
Oh,
and
you're
the bread
hated as well.
Be wet
tuna.
Tuna.
Who are you?
My God.
I know it was horrible. For some reason, I loved it though.
Really?
Now this is over in the UK, but I dare say there'd be a few schools where this would be rocking for a kids' lunch. John McCarthy, head of a primary school in Kent, he has had to send letters home to a few of the parents because the other day a kid rocked up with a cold McDonald's Happy Meal his lunch. Yeah.
Caught it the night before, did they?
So it was still in the box, that little box that you get, the Ronald McDonald House.
Happy box.
So he had half a cheeseburger in there with chips. Other letters that he's had to send home, one kid only had 4 yogurts and a packet of Smarties. Another kid had 1 chocolate muffin for the whole day. And another child had 2 bags of crisps that he put into a crisp sandwich.
Oh, that's not bad, is it? If it was once a week or once a month, right? You got to have your treat days when it comes to school, I would have thought. There's nothing wrong with doing that. A friend that I know went to pick up their kid from the early learning centre, went to pack their bag and walk out the door and saw there was a McDonald's wrapper in the bag and went to the teacher and said, "What's all this about?" And she said, "Oh, we do that sometimes if the kids are hungry." So they just bought McDonald's for everyone.
Can't do
that's
that.
Cheeky.
Without a word of a lie.
Kayla and Cronulla, what did your mum make you?
My mum used to make me cheese sandwiches, but you know the plastic cheese?
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's horrible.
But once it's on your sandwich and in your bag for 3 hours, it is the most disgusting thing you'll ever eat in your life. Yeah, and my mum used to enjoy it in me.
Yeah, it gets slimy if you've got it near the tomato as well.
That's exactly it. And it just sinks into the bread and it just goes so gross. I never used to eat my sandwiches and I'd come home and be hungry. And my mum would yell at me because I should have ate my lunch.
You know, just let it out, Kayla.
She's firing up there, Kayla. Right. See, that's the thing. They're always hard to get off too with those, you know, the little cheese sticks.
Yep.
They're always hard to bite off the top and then get the wrapping off, Sarah. Just make it easy for
God,
kids.
I used to take about 4 or 5 slices of that Kraft cheese and I would melt it in the microwave and then just get a spoon and eat it.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, I loved it, Sarah.
Wow.
I'll do that tonight. I'll do that tonight when I get home.
You had your own chef too, which you didn't need to do. Louisa in Surrey Hills, what did your mum pack you?
Oh, good morning, guys. Well, being of the generation in the 80s, going to school with a lot of my Australian friends who used to rock up with their Devon and Vegemite sandwiches, my mother used to pack me the full-on banquet. It used to open up and have the meatballs and the sauce.
Wow.
And it used to be oozing out of the Vienna loaf of bread. No tip-top white slice for me, love. It was the full-on loaf of Vienna. It was the most embarrassing thing. It looked like someone died inside my lunchbox, firstly.
But you know,
there was that much sauce dripping on it. But now it's trendy in Subway. I mean, go figure.
Yeah, it is. Meatball sandwiches are a
go
big
figure.
Thing now.
Yeah. A brand new segment called Go Figure.
Tina in Hunters Hill, what did your mum pack you?
Lemon curd and sultana sandwiches.
Oh, yuck. Lemon curd? Which is basically like a bread and butter pudding, isn't it? Because all the bread would go soggy, Tina.
Yeah, good lover.
Yeah. Tina, did you win any friends with that one? Or?
I won friends with the recess. They should pack me iced donuts. 2 iced donuts a day.
Iced donuts.
See, and the kids trade a lot these days as well.
Oh, yeah.
See, we're on to Huey a bit at the moment. Because,
what's he trading?
Well, Huey just likes a basic chicken, roast chicken and a lettuce sandwich.
Perfect.
But then sometimes, you get excited when you get home and you open the lunchbox and there's nothing in there, sir. And then you hear the boys...
You overhear
them sometimes, and Huey's traded his sandwich for another muesli bar or for a chocolate.
Who's the kid taking the soggy sandwich over a muesli bar?
I love a soggy sandwich. Listen. Fitzy and Whipper.